When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, before Kelly tackles this message that we got, I'm going to give you the phone number, 502-571-9970. You can always call or text in your help, your thoughts with this matter.
Yep, here it is. I feel silly for asking you about this, but it seems like something, you know, so trivial.
Mm-hmm.
So let me first preface this by saying my dad and family are huge Cards fans. Like, huge.
Okay.
I enjoy them, but I don't lose sleep if the team loses.
Gotcha.
So this guy I've been seeing for a few months is a huge Cats fan. Because of course he is.
Of course.
My family and my friends embody the crazy fanatic stereotype, complete with hating the other fan base.
Ah.
Now, he doesn't know my family is crazy for the Cards, and my family doesn't know I'm seeing a Cats fan.
Uh-oh.
So again, this seems really stupid, but I really like him, and I'm worried that their stupid allegiance to a school will be a huge deal.
I like this girl.
I may be getting presumptuous, but I'm a girl, and we're allowed, so hear me out. We're getting close to family holidays, and assuming things continue with us, I'm going to want to bring him around the family and vice versa.
Okay.
They cannot find this information out for the first time when they meet.
No.
So how do I approach this, and what and who do I approach first? Why do I always seem to make things complicated? Thank you, and appreciate you not making too much fun of me.
Oh.
Oh, she's sweet. I get it. I get it. It seems like this shouldn't be a big deal.
Geez.
But when you have huge fans...
Right.
Can be a thing.
That is funny. You know, Jesslyn says, my own mother told me it was like a death in the family when I converted from a Cats fan to a Hoosiers fan.
Oh, wow.
She says, they legit did not speak to me for months. Go IU.
Are you serious? Like, I don't want to laugh because that's kind of awful. That's really awful.
Well, you're a grad of Purdue, and I know Purdue and IU are not huge fans of one another.
Yeah, no, but... and my mom always forgets I went there.
Yeah.
And she roots for the Hoosiers all the time. Like, she grew up Hoosiers fan. And listen, my dad went to UK graduate school. I married a Cats fan. He's pretty... He's a
hardcore.
Yeah, he's hardcore. He's a huge fan. But he has a lot of Cards friends, you know, so he's not like cutting people out of his life because of it.
I mean, okay, so you're this girl. What, like, do you, what do you do?
I don't know. Jared pointed to some scandals and then said there will be confrontation, but it should be done in all good fun, should be able to cohabitate. LOL, go Cats.
Okay. So I need the mature Cards and Cats fans to please weigh in, okay?
That's right. Let the adults come to the table and discuss.
Let's let the level-headed Cards and Cats fans, and I know you're there. I know you exist, okay? 502-571-9970, group therapy, where she even says, look, I feel silly for asking you about this because my new boyfriend is a huge Cats fan. Well, my family are huge Cards fans. It seems silly to say this, but I don't want them to meet and find this out for the very first time when they're in person. So what do I do? Who do I approach first? How do I even approach this?
She thinks this could be like, you know, huge, big drama.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kevin chimed in on Facebook. My in-laws are huge Cards fans. I'm a Cats fan. They're fanatics. I'm not. When my wife and I were dating, they would get so frustrated with me because I didn't watch every second of every game.
Right.
I finally got them off my back when I told them that their daughter and grandson were more important to me than ignoring them for a couple of hours to watch a game.
Ah, that's smart. That's good. Emily says to, you know, you can approach your boyfriend with, so good news. My family is are not Duke fans, so you know because of the Cats and hating Duke, and so then kind of just go from there and be like, well, but they're Cards fans. Patrick says my wife was a Cards fan before we got married. Prenup explicitly stated she must convert to Cats fan on marriage day. Happily married for 8 years. Her fam still huge Cards fans. It can work, he says.
Oh my God. He put it in the prenup?
Prenup.
What the heck? Oh my gosh. Lori said, just tell them both. that you know how important that allegiance is to them, but it's not that important for you, which means it's not a factor in your choices when dating. Mm. Hopefully, they can both be kind to each other because they share care for you in common, yeah, regardless of their teams.
Yeah.
That being said, I personally can't date a Cats fan.
It is funny seeing all the fandoms kind of coming out of the woodwork with this. Like, yeah, it'd be great. It'd be great. But, I mean, not for me. I mean, I could never. But, you know, it'd be great.
Absolutely. Mackenzie's the same way. She's like, approach your boyfriend first. See where he stands with the situation before potentially getting shunned by your family. Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm wearing a U of L shirt today. I was meant to hear this. Go Cards.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. You know, and Chase says, look, I come from a huge Cats fan and just recently switched careers and started with U of L Sports. Grandpa rolling over in his grave, but U of L pays my bills. So hopefully this guy will pay her bills. She can use that excuse too. So,
Oh my gosh.
You know, I mean, yes, I think it can be a big deal, but if you make it more fun and just like, look, you know, my family's the enemy. It's fine. We're fine, you know, and
yes, and then go to her family and be like, listen, I really like this guy. He could be a keeper, but there's just one little minor thing, little hiccup that you might not like, but don't let that overshadow your judgment of him.
Now, if he has the 40-0 tattoo, the Cats 40-0 tattoo, and then there may be some good ribbon going on there. So anyways,
maybe we just lay ground rules, like, listen, there's no like below the belt punches, right, with going after each other's teams. We didn't ask about the tattoos, but I'm just saying, like, right, if they need to keep it polite. She needs to preface both parties, listen, lighthearted, it's gonna be fine.
Yeah, we're going to get through this.
I am the common thread. Concentrate on me.
Right. All right. So hopefully this works. And please, I would love to get an update after they meet in person.
Yeah.
Needs to happen. So please reach back out to us.
We're at
Ben and Kelly Show. If you want to chime in, you always can. We got it posted up for you at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook.